This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, fast food workers in cities across the U.S. are walking off the job. They want a raise to $15 an hour. Meanwhile, President Obama made the case for, among other things, increasing the minimum wage. Marketplace reporter Chrissy Clark from our Wealth and Poverty Desk is here. Hello, Chrissy.
Hey, David.
So how did the president bring up this minimum wage thing in his speech?
Well, he put it in the broader context of what's happening to the middle class in America today, how a lot of good-paying jobs, especially in manufacturing, are being replaced by minimum wage service sector jobs. And he pointed out the minimum wage is so low today compared to the cost of living, it's hard to make ends meet. What I found really interesting is that he also seemed to be trying very hard to frame this in a bipartisan way. He made multiple references to the Republican Abraham Lincoln's feelings about work. At one point, he quoted Adam Smith, the father of capitalism.
And for those of you who don't speak old English, let me translate. It means if you work hard, you should make a decent living.
And this is an idea that's getting a lot of attention right now, Chrissy.
Yeah, there's the fast food worker strike today. And in fact, the president made a specific shout out to those folks in his speech. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats are about to begin a push to raise the federal minimum wage to $10.10 an hour over the next few years. In a recent CBS News poll, 2/3 of Americans, including more than half of Republicans, said the federal minimum wage should be higher. But the restaurant industry says an increase would actually push them to downsize their workforce. And given the state of Congress right now, it's unlikely that anything will get passed very soon.
All right. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark live. Thank you very much.